Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to On the Frontline of Caregiving. I'm your host, Lynette Waitman, and I'm the caregiver for my 91-year-old mother who I live with, and she has dementia. And I had scheduled a guest to come on with me today, but she hasn't called in yet, so she might be running a little bit late, or we might have gotten our wires crossed because she's calling from California, so she might have thought it was 4 o'clock Pacific time as opposed to Eastern time. So we're going to give her a few more minutes to see if she's going to dial in. But in the interim, I wanted to talk about something that happened to me this week and last week and see if anybody else can relate to it as a caregiver. So real happy thing is happening. My son, my oldest son, is getting married in 2 weeks now. And this is something that is a really happy occasion. We really like his fiance and just really, really joyous for us. This is the first wedding of my three boys. And so it's really, really happy, but also it's been really, really sad for me as a caregiver. Number one, my dad passed away in 2011, and so he's not here to take part in it, and he was very, very close to my son, so that's real sad. And my mom is still alive. She's 91 years old and in great physical health, but she's not really able to participate in it either, even though she's still with us physically. And it's really sad. It's such a loss to be going through this really happy event and also face that really bad feeling of not having somebody who you are really, really close to share that with. So in the past, my mother, she wasn't a career woman. She raised me and my two brothers, and her whole life was the family. So she took an interest in everything I was doing, what my jobs were and what I was doing and how the kids were, and we would go shopping, and she would just be interested. She was my biggest cheerleader. And now I find myself talking to her about the wedding, and she really doesn't show an interest in it. I picked out a dress and I asked her if she wanted to see it. I brought it to show her and she really wasn't interested in it. She just sort of said, "When are we having dinner and are you going to be home today?" That's basically the two things that she cares about. And I know that this is part of the illness and I know that it's not her that's doing it, but nevertheless, it really does hurt, and nevertheless, I really do miss having her, and I don't know if it makes it harder that she's still here, that she can't enjoy it, or either way, if she wasn't here physically, it would be just as hard. I'm not quite sure, but it's something I've been experiencing this past week, and it's really the first time that I've experienced this as a caregiver in having a really happy thing happen, but not having her participate in it, even though that she's still here physically. So just something that's been on my mind, wondering if other caregivers go through this and how they handle it or any words of advice that they have, or it's just another one of those things to get through, and you live through it, and you chalk it up to being a caregiver, and then you move on with your life. But just wanted to share that with everybody. My guest, Tandy, hasn't signed on yet, so I'm going to reschedule it because I think Tandy has a really, really interesting thing to talk about. And it's about legacy and caregiving and self-care, something that I could definitely use this week. So I will reschedule that. And thank you for joining today and thank you for letting me talk about this. And if anybody has any comments or have gone through similar things, I would love to hear about it. So check back with you soon when I figure out what's happening with Tandy. Have a great day, everybody.